expanding early childhood education programs, preserving health care, cutting prescription drug prices, and continuing to fight federal efforts to reduce environmental protections. Those are some of the goals highlighted by Gavin Newsom as he was inaugurated as the state's 40th governor. Newsom says he'll try to build on the legacy of Jerry Brown, who led a comeback of the state's finances, which were in shambles 8 years ago.
For 8 years, California has built a foundation of rock. Our job now is not to rest on that foundation, it's to build our house upon it.
The governor echoed the defiant tone he struck during the gubernatorial campaign towards President Trump and the federal government. Newsom says California will remain in the forefront of the efforts to protect immigrants' rights as well as the environment. But he says the federal government isn't posing the only challenges for the state.
There are powerful forces arrayed against us, not just politicians in Washington, but drug companies that gouge Californians with sky-high prices. Gun lobby that's willing to sacrifice the lives of our children to line their pockets. Polluters who threaten our coastline and payday lenders who target our most vulnerable. In other places, interests like these still have a tight grip on power. But here in California, we have the power to stand up to them, and we will.
So with Jerry Brown now officially retired, what's his legacy?
His greatest legacy, in a sense, is going to be that he showed California is governable. Before Governor Brown came in, there was a real feeling that California just could not be governed. Brown has shown that, yes, he can turn things around.
Dr. Herb Gooch is an expert on state politics who recently retired from his post as a political science professor at California Lutheran University in Thousand Oaks. Gooch says Brown leaves Newsom, who was his lieutenant governor, with a couple of political hot potatoes. One is the controversial Twin Tunnels project to build two giant pipelines to divert water from the Sacramento River to the San Joaquin Valley. The other is even more controversial. The plan to build a high-speed LA to San Francisco train continues to grow in cost, with some estimates now approaching $100 billion.
The whole issue of water is so pressing in California that I think something will get done there. We've got to do something. Something will come of it, whether instead of the two tunnels, we go back to single tunnel. The train, I have a lot more pessimism about. The whole argument of whether it will pay off in the general public for the next 10 or 20 years, they're going to have to keep coughing up a huge amount of money. The sense of confidence, we need this and that we can afford it, is eroded because they keep having cost overruns.
And Gooch says the state continues to face some big financial questions, from funding pension obligations to an unstable tax system.
Brown was never really able to come up with a solution to pension reform when billions of dollars we owe, we have yet to see how we're going to pay for it. There's not only pension reform, but the other big outstanding issue that underlies almost everything else is reform of the taxing system. We're way too dependent on what's called PIT, personal income tax.
Gooch says the ongoing limitations of Proposition 13 create an unstable tax environment. During his inaugural address, Newsom says he'll work to keep the state's finances stable while also striving to do more.
We will prepare for uncertain times ahead. We will be prudent stewards of taxpayer dollars, paying down debt. But I want to be clear, we will be bold. We will aim high and we will work like hell to get there.
During his inaugural address, one of the former San Francisco mayor's four young children stole the show. His two-year-old son Dutch ambled over to the new governor, and to the delight of the crowd, he picked him up as he was speaking.
This is exactly how it was scripted. Yeah. We will support parents. We will support parents. They need support. Trust me.
Longtime political science professor Herb Gooch.
It's going to be very interesting to see how he makes the case that he's not simply Governor Brown 2.0.
Lance Orozco, KCLU News.